702. The Worldview.
Time now to look at the rest of the world and what's happening on the rest of the planet. The Worldview is brought to you by Satrix. Invest in global funds. Invest with Satrix. John Adderley on the line. Adam Gilchrist out for the week. A very good morning to you, John. Let's look at the coronavirus and curfew, especially in the UK. New rules now as far as pubs and restaurants are concerned.
Yeah, good morning. I mean, it's causing a little bit of a stir, has to be said. There were pictures of crowds of people massed outside the pubs and bars as they closed their doors at 10 o'clock in the evening, and some of them just simply making their way to the supermarket around the corner and buying lots more alcohol to take home to drink with their friends. And the mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, says he reckons that the curfew is doing more harm than good, and he's calling for a rethink on it. I mean, it's early days. It's only the first weekend. The government says it's clear that social distancing goes out the window when you've had a drink or two. So that's the idea behind having a limit on the time you can drink. But I think another weekend of pictures of crowds, and there really were crowds of people, you know, crowding out the streets in town centres and city centres at 10 o'clock in the evening, you know, that can't carry on, I would have thought. And the other thing to say is that there are even more restrictions coming in now to the northeast of England, where there are high cases. People are now not allowed to meet those they don't live with anywhere, not just in your own home, but neither in pubs or restaurants too. So that's quite a tough one.
Gosh, welcome to our world. Listen, we had one of the harshest lockdowns. So we've been down this road, and I expect we'll be probably back there at some point in the future, because that's exactly what we're seeing in the Netherlands. They too now are stepping up their restrictions dramatically.
Yeah, not that far from us. And this is in the context of the WHO, the World Health Organization, saying globally cases of have reached a million now, which is very sobering, isn't it? And there we are. The Dutch government has got some of its strictest measures yet, as the number of new infections there reaches a record high. Particular emphasis on the big popular cities like Amsterdam, The Hague and Rotterdam. So there's a limit there on indoor gatherings. The curfews, the bars and restaurants like we've got in the UK for at least 3 weeks. And for the first time since the pandemic started, Dutch shoppers will have to wear face masks in shops, and fans will no longer be able to attend sports events, people working from home wherever possible. And one other little thing, the European Parliament, which normally every month or so decamps down the road to Strasbourg, they think that that's not a sensible move, so they're going to stay in Brussels just to minimise the risk of the infection spreading.
John, very quickly, how does football go forward? I'm understanding now that a number of football clubs could go bust without financial help.
Yeah, and the real concerns about this, you know, the smaller football clubs can be the lifeblood, you know, the social fabric of very small communities. And if they went under, could they ever come back from that? And there's a real fear that that could happen, because, of course, they're not getting any money in. They were hoping spectators could start coming into the grounds from the 1st of October, but not surprising that that idea has been scrapped, so they're not getting any money from ticket sales. A group of famous figures in football have teamed up to insist that the government helps them out and does something to save these smaller clubs. The government says perhaps the Premier League, you know, the big boys could step in, but they might be pleading poverty. Although, of course, those matches are back on again now, so maybe a bit of a transfer of money from the big clubs to the smaller clubs.
We'll have to leave it there. John Adderley with this morning's World View.